Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a lander touching down on a moonlit plateau where the sun never rises, a place so cold it hovers at 40 Kelvin, and from there bringing back a handful of rock to Earth. That is the bold new chapter India is about to write with Chandrayaan 4. Why is this in the news? The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has pinpointed a spot called Mosmutan 4, or MM4 for short, at 84.289 degrees south latitude and 32.808 degrees east longitude, right near the moon's south pole. This site was chosen after careful study of high-resolution images taken by the Orbiter High Resolution Camera, OHRC, aboard Chandrayaan 2, which has been orbiting the moon since 2019. The selection marks the primary candidate landing zone for Chandrayaan 4, India's first lunar sample return mission. What exactly is Chandrayaan 4? It is the fourth mission in India's Chandrayaan series, but it represents a qualitative leap. Unlike its predecessors, which only orbited or attempted a soft landing, Chandrayaan 4 will land, drill, collect about 3 kilograms of lunar regolith, and then lift off again to rendezvous with an orbiting return module that will bring those samples back to Earth. If successful, India will join an elite club of only 4 nations, the United States, the former Soviet Union, China and now India, to have returned material from the moon. The mission profile is ambitious. First, the lander will touch down in the South Polar region, a zone of intense scientific interest because permanently shadowed craters there are known to harbor water ice. Second, the rover or sampling system will gather roughly 3 kilograms of surface material. Third, an ascent vehicle will launch from the lunar surface, climb back into lunar orbit, and dock with the return vehicle. Finally, the return capsule will re-enter Earth's atmosphere and be recovered. In short, Chandrayaan 4 must master 6 critical technologies in a single mission: precision landing, sample collection, lunar ascent, orbital rendezvous and docking, atmospheric re-entry, and Earth recovery, none of which India has yet demonstrated together. Let us turn to the landing site itself. Mosmutan is a plateau formation, Mos being the lunar term for a mountain or highland, situated in the South Polar region. The specific MM4 location was selected after a rigorous terrain assessment by the Space Applications Center, SAC, ISRO's premier remote sensing institute in Ahmedabad. The team evaluated slope gradients, keeping them under 15 degrees, examined boulder density, measured sunlight availability for solar power, and considered proximity to known water ice deposits. All these criteria had to be satisfied to ensure a safe landing and a scientifically valuable sample. Why the focus on the South Pole? Permanently shadowed regions, or PSRs, at the lunar South Pole contain water ice, a fact first confirmed by Chandrayaan 1's Moon Mineralogy Mapper, M, back in 2008, and later reinforced by ISRO's analysis of NASA's LRO ShadowCam data. Water ice is a game-changer for future crewed missions because it can be turned into drinking water, breathable oxygen, and hydrogen fuel through electrolysis. Moreover, the temperatures in these shadowed craters plunge to about 40 Kelvin, that is minus 233 degrees Celsius, making them some of the coldest locales in the solar system. Chandrayaan 3's Vikram lander already proved that a soft landing near the South Pole is possible when it touched down at roughly 69 degrees south on August 23, 2023. Chandrayaan 4 will push the envelope even further, aiming for a higher latitude and a more challenging terrain. Now, let us place Chandrayaan 4 in the broader progression of India's lunar program. The journey began with Chandrayaan 1 in 2008, which discovered water molecules using the M instrument. Chandrayaan 2 followed in 2019, delivering a fully functional orbiter while the Vikram lander unfortunately crashed. Chandrayaan 3 succeeded in a soft landing in 2023, marking India's first near South Pole touchdown and its fourth soft-landed lunar mission overall. Chandrayaan 4, slated for around 2028, aims to be the nation's fourth major lunar milestone, this time by returning samples. The global landscape of lunar sample return is fiercely competitive. The United States set the benchmark with the Apollo missions between 1969 and 1972, bringing back a total of 382 kilograms of lunar material. The Soviet Union achieved three robotic returns, Luna 16, 20 and 24, between 1970 and 1976, contributing roughly 300 grams. China entered the arena with Change 5 in 2020, returning 1.731 kilograms from Mons Aremkir near the equator, and then Change 6 in 2024, delivering about 1.9 kilograms from the far side South Poletkin Basin, the first ever samples from that region. Against this backdrop, India must demonstrate a capability that even the Chinese and Soviet missions did not require: autonomous rendezvous and docking in lunar orbit. That brings us to the key enabling technology, the SPADEX mission, short for Space Docking Experiment. Launched in December 2024, SPADEX carried two small spacecraft, STX-01, the Chaser, and STX-02, the Target, into Earth orbit. The mission successfully performed an autonomous rendezvous and docking, proving the very maneuver that Chandrayaan 4's ascent vehicle will need to execute with the orbiting return module. ISRO has made it clear that SPADEX's success is a prerequisite before Chandrayaan 4 can move into full development. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the following favorite facts. Chandrayaan 4 is India's first lunar sample return mission. The landing site is Mons Mouton 4 at 84.289S, 32.808. The imaging tool is the Orbiter high-resolution camera from Chandrayaan 2. The assessment agency is the Space Applications Center. The docking demonstrator is SPADEX. China's Change 5 returned 1.731 kilograms in 2020. And Change 6 about 1.9 kilograms in 2024, the Apollo program returned 382 kilograms, the M instrument on Chandrayaan 1 detected water in 2008, and Chandrayaan 3 landed on August 23, 2023. For mains, you can weave these points into essays on space technology, lunar exploration, India's strategic use of dual-use space capabilities, and the evolution of the nation's space program. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Chandrayaan 4 will be a lunar sample return mission aiming to collect approximately 3 kilograms of regolith from Mons Mouton 4, located at 84.289 degrees south and 32.808 degrees east, identified using the OHRC on Chandrayaan 2 and assessed by SAC, Ahmedabad. The mission is planned for around 2028 and depends on the SPADEX docking demonstration launched in December 2024. The Chandrayaan series began with Chandrayaan 1 in 2008, followed by Chandrayaan 2 in 2019 with an operational orbiter, and Chandrayaan 3's successful soft landing at 69 degrees south on August 23, 2023. SPADEX involved two spacecraft, STX-01 Chaser and STX-02 Target, to prove autonomous docking in Earth orbit. In the global arena, the United States returned 382 kilograms via Apollo, the Soviet Union about 300 grams via Luna missions, China returned 1.731 kilograms with Change 5 and roughly 1.9 kilograms with Change 6, the latter being the first samples from the lunar far side. At the South Pole, permanently shadowed regions sit at about 40 Kelvin, where water ice has been confirmed by Chandrayaan 1's M instrument and NASA's ShadowCam, offering potential resources for future crewed missions. In summary, Chandrayaan 4 is not just a scientific venture, it is a strategic stride that could place India among the few nations capable of mastering the full suite of lunar exploration technologies. The success of this mission will echo far beyond the laboratory, influencing geopolitics, resource utilization, and the nation's standing in the new space age.